If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's a beautiful day. Let's do two shows today. First day of April, and let's check in with Dean Richards for the Entertainment Report. And, hey, how about this? Actual concerts coming to the United Center, Dean?
This is crazy. I haven't announced a concert in like 2 years or something like that. Unbelievable. But yesterday, James Taylor's folks announced that his show that got canceled for last year at the United Center now has been rescheduled, and it's really not that far off. He will play at the United Center on July the 29th, they're saying. Jackson Browne will be with him. James said, we're keeping a close eye on all the health and safety protocols at all the venues that we'll be playing in every state, and we can't wait to get back on stage and see you out there soon. So, if you are holding tickets for these this James Taylor Jackson Browne show, those tickets are still valid. If the date July 29th doesn't work out for you and you want to get a refund, all you have to do is go to your point of purchase on that, and you'll get a full refund on the whole thing. But this, to my knowledge, this is the first United Center show that has been rescheduled and is back on the books again. So this has got to speak highly, I think, of some kind of Lollapalooza, some kind of back to normalcy for some of the shows that we might see this summer.
But if these numbers keep going up, the positivity rate is up, who knows what'll happen?
Yeah, that's going to depend. That's going to be the whole ball of wax. Mm-hmm. I would think not only for the concerts, but people are going to be back in Wrigley Field today for the first time in 2 years. For any place where there are going to be large gatherings of people, if the numbers keep going up, things are going to start shutting down.
There's another music documentary coming, and I got to believe that the success of the Bee Gees, Tina Turner, and others have led these companies to believe that there's a big market for these music bios. What do you think?
Yeah, even the not-so-flattering ones like the Britney Spears documentary, which, by the way, I did see the picture of you and Tina Turner on social media yesterday.
Yeah, pretty funny, huh?
We're planes able to land on your collar, the collar of your shirt. That was
dangerous points on those collars.
Yeah, I have plenty of pictures of myself like that from that era, too. But boy, the 70s shirts, I don't even know how we kept our heads up, our shoulders straight with those heavy collars that we were wearing back then.
Tina looked good. And those years when I was married to Tina Turner, she never complained about the collars back then. But she's just a nice person.
You were a very kind man to her back then. And so this new documentary that is going to be made is going to be made by Amy Winehouse's mother. She says that she wants to tell the real story of Amy, offer a deeper insight into who she says was the real Amy. You may remember this, just horribly tragic story of Amy Winehouse dying of alcohol poisoning at the age of 27, July of 2011. And Amy Winehouse's mom and the BBC will be working on this new project together. There was a documentary. It actually won an Academy Award 5-6 years ago,
that was a really good one.
Yeah, the family at that time disassociated themselves from that documentary. They said that the allegations were, things that they were saying about the family was untrue. And if I remember correctly, what they were saying about the family is that nobody was paying attention to her addiction problem, and it just spiraled and got worse. But so they're going to do their new story, and they haven't said even when they're going to start making it yet, but it's definitely in the planning stage.
What I remember about that old one is it seemed like somebody was videotaping every moment of Amy Winehouse's life.
Yeah.
They had a lot of material.
I think it was her boyfriend.
Yes, I think
boyfriend
you're right.
Or her husband's. I mean, somebody had the camera going all time, so they had warts and all, they showed it all in that documentary.
Tell us about this controversy regarding Rebel Wilson's show.
Yeah, she's a host of a new show that is called Pooch Perfect, which is a reality show in which dog groomers are pitted against each other for dog extreme makeovers. Now, right there is where people should be upset.
Yeah.
But the animal rights group PETA now has stepped into it and said that the show is dangerous because it's going to encourage people to do extreme makeovers on their own dogs at home and put these dogs at risk for a variety of things like toxic poisoning and stress and allergic reactions. A veterinarian who is on the show says that the safety of the animals is their top priority, so you know the dogs are treated safely and humanely on the show. I haven't seen this show yet, but I'm Rebel Wilson is the host of it. I'm moderately curious about this to see what they do for these animals.
I saw a promo. I didn't see the show, but... Yeah, it's you know, it looks like it's going to be a hit, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, the crazier the idea, the usually the bigger the hit. When I see dogs that are like all dressed up and poofed up, and yeah. I just you know, when I look at the dogs and they're looking back at me, I'm seeing a thought bubble above their heads saying, "Somebody help me! Somebody get me out of this crazy dress that they put me in and hat."
Yeah, exactly. Dean, now with today's celebrity vaccination news.
Yes, well, we had Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, go in and get their vaccinations yesterday, which was, you know, a very big deal. They took pictures of it, and I love Ryan Reynolds was so funny with his reaction to the whole thing, not like a bad reaction from the vaccine, just what he said. He took a picture of himself getting the vaccination, of course showing off his biceps while they were, you know, it's required if
sure.
You're a movie star that you have to show your biceps while you're doing this. But his caption was finally got 5G, which was making fun of the big conspiracy theory that is going around that when you get your vaccine, they're implanting microchips into you that can be activated by 5G. So somebody, a lot of people posted some really funny comments to it, but you know, one of them was, at least you'll have great reception wherever you go from now on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's funny and great. The Blake Lively and Ryan, you know, getting their shots, so they're safe now.
And we hear there is a sequel to Knives Out coming.
Yeah, did you see that one that came out?
I did, and I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like
it? No, you did?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that I did like it. It just reminded me of those great, you know, murder mystery movies that had so many stars in it and so many little surprises.
I got lost.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can understand that. There were a lot of things going on. The movie made, the original made $311 million, and now Netflix has paid $450 million for the rights to two sequels to that movie that will be made. So there will be a Knives Out 2 and 3. Rian Johnson will be back to direct it again. Daniel Craig will be back to star. We don't know about some of the other stars who were in it, like Jamie Lee Curtis, Chris Evans, Don Johnson, Chicago's Michael Shannon, and many others. And there are no words on when they're going to start production on these yet either.
Yeah, didn't Daniel Craig have some sort of weird accent in that movie or something?
What was that?
I don't know.
He did have an accident. I can't remember if it was that.
I had a lot of problems with that movie, but
my husband almost killed me during that movie
because
I kept asking him, "What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on?"
Exactly.
He's like, "Will you please?" And now there's going to be another one. Oh boy,
CSI is coming back.
Maybe he was recreating the plot line.
are we getting a CSI Chicago?
We're not getting it. No, we're not getting a CSI Chicago. We're getting a CSI Las Vegas. This is going to be the latest in the series. Now, this will be the third CSI spinoff because there's already Miami and New York. But there will be a Chicago connection. William Peterson is coming back, and he will star in it with Georgia Fox, bringing back their roles. But they'll have a whole new team of forensic investigators. Their first case, who killed Mary Vandeveld?
Okay.
My husband's the first one there.
He's the first one we should check. Okay.
To see that.
All right.
So is Ted Neely doing another version of Jesus Christ Superstar?
Not right now, because everything is still shut down. But he's been on the show so many times, and he contacted me last week and said, in the shutdown, what we've been doing is working on a new behind-the-scenes documentary into the making of the original Jesus Christ Superstar, which came out back in 1973. Apparently, they shot a lot of footage and did a lot of, interviews where they were shooting the film in Israel back in, it was actually 1970. When they shot the film. So they took all of that, they compiled it into a brand new behind the scenes documentary that is called Superstars Extended Documentary, which is going to be available for you to watch online for free. We did a little Zoom chat with Ted yesterday and talked about that, but also talked about what he remembered most during the actual shooting of this film back in the day. What do you remember most, Ted, from being in Israel back then? This is the early 70s, extremely tumultuous time there. Go ahead.
I really think the strangest thing about it was that they were just at the end of the Six-Day War, and it was supposed to be finished, but they were still bombing the borders all around us. So that's the reason that the film has the tanks and jets in it, because that was happening all the time while we were there shooting the film. And every one of us, no matter where we were, no matter what scene we were shooting, we felt we were walking in some historical footsteps the whole time we were there. And whether we were at the Dead Sea, whether we were shooting things in the ruins of Herod the Great's palace, all that. It was just, we were surrounded by the spirituality, the history of what we were making a film about.
I'm still amazed. He can still hit those high notes. Before the pandemic shutdown, he was still touring and, starring as Jesus in stage versions of the show. And he can still hit those high notes, like he was still 20 years old again. So this documentary is streaming for the Easter weekend for free on the Tubi platform, T-U-B-I platform. Starts tomorrow, runs through Monday. It'll be on video on demand on Vimeo for the entire month of April. And if you want to actually see the original Jesus Christ Superstar, the movie itself, it is streaming on Amazon Prime right now. And I got to say, a first happened yesterday. While I was talking with Ted Neely, he sang Happy Birthday to me during the interview. I don't know how many of you have ever had Jesus sing Happy Birthday to you.
That's pretty impressive.
It was quite a treat for me yesterday.
Tubi. All right, there's another streaming service I have never heard of that I'll have to figure out how to get.
Oh, boy, here we go. Bob's going to be rewiring the house again.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.